అరుణాచల ఆకర్షక ద పుల్ ఆఫ్ అరుణాచల. ద ఫాలోయింగ్ ఆర్టికల్ వాజ్ సబ్మిటెడ్ అట్ అవర్ రిక్వెస్ట్ బై ఎరిక్ ఫోర్డ్. ఎరిక్ ఇస్ ఎ ఫిజిక్స్ స్టూడెంట్ అట్ ద మ్యాసచూసెట్స్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఆఫ్ టెక్నాలజీ ఇన్ బోస్టన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆఫన్ రిఫ్రెషింగ్ టు రీడ్ ఆఫ్ హౌ ఎ యంగ్ సీకర్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్ ట్రావర్సెస్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇన్ సర్చ్ ఆఫ్ లైట్ and then makes the discovery which fully satisfies his longing, setting him on the royal road to perfection. In thinking about my trip to India and ultimately Ramanashramam, I wonder when my journey really began. 2 years ago, while I was even still in high school, the idea of going was beginning to take form in a more subtle but undeniably real way, though all of life was leading to that adventure, that experience. Throughout my journey, a tangible force guided me, drove me, and yet its workings were obscured to me. I did not see where it was leading me. Before I left the States, and even as I traveled through India, I was not aware of the true nature of my wanderings. Someone once asked me, "Why are you going to India?" And I found I had no answer. Why I was going seemed a mystery. The opportunity had presented itself. What could I do but seize it? I knew not him who guides, nor to where I was being guided, nor even that I was being guided at all. My journey, it seems, was all about finding that out. Now, months later, the purpose of the journey seems so clear. It was just this: to experience Ramanashramam. By no will of my own, I was led there. All happened as ordained by the one higher than this mind. All was the blessings of Bhagavan. Perhaps this is the most striking feature of my journey. I started out not knowing what I was doing or where I was going, but in the end was led to the place where I needed to go. In the beginning, visiting India had nothing to do with going to Tiruvannamalai. I had reserved a plane ticket before I even knew Ramanashramam existed. But as the day of departure came closer, I came to know of Bhagavan. From that time forward, I began to know more and more, and gradually Ramanashramam became my unswerving goal. In the end, it was apparent that my trip to India and my trip to Arunachala were one and the same. December 25, 1989 found me in Bombay, a few thousand kilometers from where I was supposed to be, New Delhi, but well on my way nevertheless. My journey had begun. I traveled quite a bit before eventually coming to stay at Ramanashramam, each stop offering a new lesson bearing me onto the goal. First on the itinerary was New Delhi. Then it was on to Haridwar and Rishikesh. There I spent few days visiting various places and one day took a bath in the cold Ganga. Soon enough, I was on my way to Benares. I stayed there almost a week and gradually developed a great affinity for the place. It was when I was there, I believe, that I really began to understand where my trip was taking me. 6 January 1990, I realized yesterday that at one level, my trip here only serves to satiate the senses like it does for my fellow tourists. I saw a sign that said, "The best and most beautiful things cannot be seen or even touched, but must be felt with the heart. I have become dissatisfied with the sensory aspect of my journey. The trip meets ends that I don't have any need of. But in another sense, my search is for more than just a new and exotic sense experience. It is a search for things that can be felt with the heart. It's a search for my soul. That's what India has to offer. That's why I want to get to Ramanashramam now. And on to Ramanashramam it was. After a short stay in Calcutta, a few long train rides and 7 days, I was there. 14 January 1990. I have arrived. I am here. Here where Bhagavan lived. And I think still does in a non-physical way. This place is very special. I feel comfortable. It is as if this is home in a way. Perhaps the best part now, it seems, is that I'll be staying for quite some time here. That is, until the end of my trip. I guess the important part of my story is all over. I had arrived. What more could be said? Nevertheless, I am compelled to tag some feeble words to my 2 weeks stay there. Many striking things happened at Ramanashramam. The experiences of each person must come according to what stage he is in. For me, my mind was constantly turned inward. This was very important and produced many benefits. 23 January 1990. The past 10 days have been almost like a continuous meditation. Just being there puts me in a state where I feel full with quietness. The whole day is one long quest. Hour after hour, I'll spend quieting my mind and searching for the source of the I. Shortly after arriving, I met up with Dennis. He was staying at Ramanashramam for 3 or 4 months, some of which overlap my stay there. Having him there was very useful. Much of the first week I spent reading about Bhagavan's life and visiting many of the places I read about. Arunachaleshwara Temple, Guru Murtam, places on the hill, etc. Soon I began to meet some of the various devotees, a few of whom were alive in Bhagavan's time. This was very special indeed, and I consider it to be a momentous blessing. About a week after arriving, I went on the famed trek around Arunachala. 19 January 1990. I just finished Giri Pradakshina. I started out after breakfast at 7:30 a.m. and went around, arriving back here at 11 a.m. I walked mostly barefoot, although I did put on sandals for some of the stretch along the dirt road path. My feet are not happy, but I am. My stay at Ramanashramam continued and gradually drew to a close. Soon I would be leaving. 25 January 1990. I claimed Arunachala today. It is so big, I didn't realize the height of the peak. It is a half mile up. Part of it were quite steep, but the trail was easy to follow. I knew I was getting near the top when I started seeing broken coconut shells, leftovers from Deepam festivals. The top is all black foam, the soot of many Deepam lightings, and oily from the coconuts of many puja offerings. Looking down, I could see all of Tiruvannamalai and also Adi Annamalai as well as the Pradakshina Road and the Gopurams of the temple here at Ramanashramam. Well, tomorrow I take leave of this place. Everything was arranged so that when it was time for me to leave Ramanashramam, I was prepared to do so. I had really come to feel beyond just words that Arunachala is not a place in South India. It is always and everywhere, and there is no coming or going. Having been led to Ramanashramam and emboldened by my stay there, I am ready to continue my sadhana now in another part of the world. These days I continue on and on. There is no stopping, no turning away anymore. I plug along until the very end, until the real journey is over and there is no one left to write any stories, until he completely absorbs me.